Here's Joe Biden during the campaign explaining to CNN anchors that actually printing trillions of new dollars for wasteful government social programs will reduce inflation.
But if you're pumping all of this money into the economy, couldn't that add to...
No, look, here's the deal. Moody's today, when our Wall Street firm, not some liberal think tank, said if we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will in fact reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Because we're going to be providing good opportunities and jobs for people who in fact are going to be reinvesting that money back in all the things we're talking about.
Did I say the campaign? He was actually president when he said that. That was this June, when he stood on stage, looked right into the camera and told us that when you make more money, when you print more U.S. dollars, the value of U.S. dollars goes up. And then you watch the CNN anchors nod like livestock. It made sense to them. But of course, it's ludicrous. As just about every sane person has acknowledged since, inflation is rising because the government has devalued the U.S. dollar by making too many U.S. dollars.
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah. That's what he says at the end. And that's what Joe says. He repeated it three times, Janet.
Reduce inflation. Uh-huh.
Reduce inflation.
I don't think so.
Where did that guy go to school? Man.
I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, it's probably been decades since he filled up a car with a tank of gas.
True.
More than that, for it to have shopped at a grocery store or to do any real... everyday life things.
Mm-hmm.
He bought an ice cream cone a few weeks ago.
Well, true.
Well, he probably didn't even buy that.
I think they gave it to him.
Yeah. That's always the ironic thing.
Mm-hmm.
The people who can afford to pay for stuff, people always give them things for free. Oh, no, no, Mr. Cruise. We'll pick up your tab. Really? It's Tom Cruise. Let him pay his stinking meal bill.
Right. Yeah, maybe he'll leave a nice tip.
And a nice tip.
Yep.
Yeah. Every time I see that, it just makes me shake my head. But anyway, I get
it.
Well,
I tell you.
People get starstruck.
Joe Biden's chief of staff, and we'll try to get that audio for you. Yesterday, well, it's audio, but it's actually a tweet. But Jen Psaki was called out on it. He said that the problems we're experiencing right now, the people that are complaining, those are high-class problems, the inflation. So you and I are high class. We're high class.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. So you mean the poorer people don't have to buy bread and milk and eggs and bacon and gasoline?
Yeah. I guess not.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
All right.
It is fascinating.
Moving on. Hey, it's Friday.
It is Friday, and we're so glad that you've joined us today.
Yes.
Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
There's a silver Dodge pickup truck somewhere near South Charleston, South Carolina, heading north at a rapid speed to get here later on today. They're listening. Good morning to Mom and Dad listening in the truck on their way to Virginia.
They're up and out early, aren't they?
Dad couldn't sleep. He's like a little kid.
At Christmas.
I mean, Mom says, we went to bed at 11, around 12:30. He wakes me up, said, I can't sleep. We're leaving. So they jump in the truck.
Hopefully she's catching a few Z's.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
I'll have to come to your house and take a nap. Something like that.
Something.
Here's our thought of the day for today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You will never find a rainbow if you're always looking down.
I like that.
You will never find a rainbow if you're always looking down. Pick that head up, folks. Pay attention to the world around you.
So, I'm going to put this out to my father-in-law to behave himself on the way. Apparently, he got up pretty excited. Don't be grumpy, Dad, today. Because it's National Grouch Day. That goes along with our Mind Jam trivia. But Janet's going to give you the number first.
434-248-0704 is our text number. Actually, if it's National Grouch Day, doesn't that mean he can embrace his inner grouch?
Well, maybe so. That could be a long, you know, 8-9 hours remaining on the trip.
Not that I'm encouraging that. It's just an observation.
Okay. It's National Grouch Day today. Before before Oscar the Grouch became his signature green color, what color was he? Now we're throwing it back now to Sesame Street, I guess, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's where Oscar the Grouch was.
Mm-hmm. Before Oscar the Grouch became his signature green color, what color was he?
Yeah, he was a different color at the very beginning mm-hmm. of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And then he became green.
Yeah.
It's not easy being green.
Well,
just saying.
That's true.
On this day in history, we have in 1860, an 11-year-old little girl named Grace Bedell writes to Abraham Lincoln mm-hmm. telling him he needs to grow a beard. And he did. And from that point on, he always had a beard. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That she would take the time to write him a letter
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, I think you would look better
yeah.
if you grew a beard.
Well, you know, I've heard stories. He wasn't the most attractive president or whatever.
Right.
But he does look good with a beard. I've seen,
well,
you know.
Well, long and lanky and, yeah. and yeah. I think he does look
yeah,
better.
He
That's
better
kind of the
beard.
Iconic look. So mm-hmm. good job, little Grace.
Yeah.
In 1917, a Dutch exotic dancer, Mata Hari, is executed by firing squad for spying for Germany during World War I.
Wow. So there was a...
There was a Mata Hari.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was.
So girls had been playing good and bad sides even before James Bond came around.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long, long time. But it's biblical.
Yeah, true.
They were, yeah,
true.
Female
yeah.
exotic.
That old
spies.
Haircut, Samson, didn't go well for him.
Well, and then the harlot that saved the, remember?
Oh, the town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she was a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And she yeah. flipped, yeah. saved her whole family.
Yeah.
In 1951, this show premiered on CBS.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to remember this one.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties? Are you unpopular? The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle.
Now you pick up the bottle.
Oh.
A little higher. That's right.
The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle.
Now you take some.
Oh. It's so tasty, too.
Of course, you can't see it.
It's shutter, shutter.
It's radio, but she just got the worst look on her face, and she has to do this like 10 times.
So she's completely plastered by the time it's
done. Oh, and she's like, it tastes really good.
Are you unpopular? That was the thing that cracked me
right,
up.
Right, right,
right. Do you poop out at parties? Yes. It's also I Love Lucy Day.
It is.
Nationally. In 1973... country music artist Dolly Parton releases this single. It's my most favorite Dolly Parton song.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
You know, Jolene was a real person.
Hmm.
Jolene, Jolene, yeah. Jolene, Jolene, please don't take him just because you can.
She worked at the bank, and she flirted with Dolly's husband.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Yes, indeedy.
How about that?
In 1989, American radio and television evangelist Billy Graham is given the 1900th star mm-hmm. on the Hollywood Boulevard. He was the first clergyman ever to be given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Didn't know that.
I didn't either. And here's a little bit of Billy Graham from a famous message he gave in Cleveland called Mind's Eye. And it actually made it into a song that we'll hear as our rejoin here in a few minutes.
Can you see God? Have you ever seen him? I've never seen the wind. I see the effects of the wind, but I've never seen the wind. There's a mystery to it.
He had a way with words. His sermons only lasted typically 15 minutes. That's all they lasted. You had all that leading up to... Now, the invitation might last
sure.
5, 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
Because so many people would come forward to the preaching of the gospel.
He was definitely a less is more.
Yeah.
And he just captivated everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. Had a chance to work on two Billy Graham crusades back in the 80s. It was quite an experience.
We never, ever, mother and daddy always had it on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people would tune in from all over
yeah.
when they would be televised. Well, we got celebrity birthdays today.
Yeah.
Including... Tanya Roberts. She's 66.
Talking about Bond, James Bond.
Bond girls, yeah.
I didn't know she was a Bond girl. I'd forgot.
She was.
This wasn't one of my favorite Bond films, but this is her with Roger Moore, who we just talked about the other day.
Well, are you buying or selling?
Selling?
Horses.
Oh, no, I'm not interested in horses.
Oh, you came to the wrong place, didn't you? Oh, by the way, you didn't say what part of the state you come from, Miss...
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. Also having a birthday today is Linda Lavin. She turns 84 years old. She starred in Alice.
Yeah, this is when Adam West, shortly after Batman had finished its run, showed up on the show. Very attractive man.
But I'm looking for Mrs. Hyatt. I'm Mr. Turner.
Says his name's Turner. Oh, that's Tommy's sex education teacher.
Really? Ask him if he's taking on any new students.
Alice, and Chuck.
Oh, excuse me, please.
Well, then perhaps we better...
Excuse me. I know. Why don't we do it here?
You mean your boss might open the diner for us?
Listen, for a chance to feed 20 parents, he'd open his grandfather's tomb.
I love that show.
It was a good show.
Where can you see the reruns of Alice?
You know what? I don't know.
I'm going to find out because I love that show. Mm-hmm. I'll rewatch it again in a minute.
Yep.
Chris DeBurge is also having a birthday today. He turned 73.
For the highlights in your hair that catch your eye, I have been blind, lady in red, is dancing with me, cheek to cheek.
Good song.
That is a great song. Yeah. Also having a birthday is one of the Jackson brothers, Tito Jackson, turned 68.
He just did this song recently, and it kind of has the popular sound that's out there, the mixture of kind of rockabilly and country and blues all kind of put together. Not a typical Tito Jackson song, but he sounds really good. It's a cool video, too.
I like him.
He's singing behind one of those old S-55 Elvis mics. Mm. And
I'd like to have one of those.
Yeah. Love One Another is the name of the song. You can see it online.
I like it.
Yeah.
Also having a birthday today is one of Salty's favorites.
I know. He went nuts one time over this guy.
Yeah. Emeril Lagasse. He turned 62.
He kept saying bam or something.
Bam, yeah.
You know, one of the most popular chicken dishes here in America is the classic Italian chicken parmesan. My family and friends, they go crazy for this dish.
Just bam, like that.
Bam, there you have it, like that, all right? Bam, just like that. Bam, bam.
Bam, bam.
There is a whole 10-minute long video of
because he says
him
it
just
all
saying
the time.
Bam.
That's right.
It's hilarious.
And then finally, Richard Carpenter is having a birthday today, and he wraps up our celebrity birthdays, turning 75.
This is his song that he did with his sister, Karen Carpenter, in a lot of weddings back in the 70s.
So much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow.
And yes, we've just begun.
He was the great arranger of their music, and their Christmas album lives on and on and on. Probably one of my favorite albums they did. Just great, great job. Richard Carpenter, still with us at 75.
Mm-hmm. He is.
All right, let me go back.
Lost his sister way too soon.
Oh my gosh, yes. Well, it's National Grouch Day today.
Yeah, it is.
I forgot to put on my hat. Anyway, before Oscar the Grouch became his signature green color on Sesame Street, what color was he? What are the guesses so far?
A lot of people are guessing blue.
Blue, okay.
One person guessed orange.
Okay.
And then they want to know, who is your favorite Muppet?
Who's my favorite Muppet?
Mm-hmm. Gizmo says animal is his.
I
like Miss Piggy. She's probably my favorite.
What did he say? I didn't hear it.
I think he did his Miss Piggy impersonation.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with the Cookie Monster.
Oh, Cookie Monster? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I go with him.
Well, he's your probably your spirit animal. He's very food obsessed.
Call Janet and Mark.
434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
Can you catch the wind? Can you see God? Have you ever seen him? I've never seen the wind. I see the effects of the wind, but I've never seen the wind.
Can you see?
There's a mystery to it.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
That's an old DC Talk song. DC Talk used to travel with Billy Graham and do the youth nights because they were, they were so popular. And they took that snippet of Billy Graham speaking in Cleveland, talking about mind's eye and you can't see God, but you can't see the wind either.
All right.
But you see the effects of the wind. And so anyway, that was fun digging up that old DC Talk. That's off the Jesus Freak album, which, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
That thing was just so
huge.
It was such a big album for them.
And on this day in history, Billy Graham got, he was the first evangelist to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I wonder what he thought about that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he liked that or he's such a humble man.
He is.
But I think because other people have to raise the money and go through that process
true.
To do it for someone,
yeah.
I don't think he would have ever said anything to, embarrass them or make them feel like it was.
I always thought of him taking whatever advantage he had to show the love of God. You know, it's a funny DC Talk story just real quick with Billy Graham. One of the times that it was youth night and the stadium was packed, and Toby Mac tells this story So Billy went over to the window and he says, "You see all those people out there? They're here to see you." You hear stories from people that just met him over the years. Like you just said, he's very humble was used mightily all over the world.
He's just one of the few that you just didn't hear anything bad about.
Yeah.
You just didn't. He ministered to... Mm-hmm. Republicans and Democratic presidents.
Right.
It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. He was always there. So pretty cool. He was not a grouch.
He was not a grouch. It's National Grouch Day.
It is. National Grouch Day.
Before Oscar the Grouch became his signature green color on Sesame Street. What color was he?
We had one person get it right.
Okay.
I don't have a name associated with this number.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to have a name associated
send your name
with
in.
It. Oscar was orange, I think. That's what he said. Oscar was orange originally.
He was orange.
But Jim Henson wanted him to be purple.
Interesting.
But
he ended up green. Where are those?
Green suits him.
Yeah.
Green is appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, green makes him look smelly and funky and grouchy.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.